massive day for both teams yesterday, and hopefully the players enjoyed it. You've just got to get yourself into it, don't you? You prefer to be doing whatever you're doing this week than a lot of the other teams.
No, put up with all the distractions.
Exactly. Shane Flanagan, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. How'd you get through yesterday?
Oh, yeah, it was a long day. We trained early in the morning and then, you know, the footy show on that last night. But, you know, as you said, I'd rather be doing it than not.
Absolutely. Much better to be complaining about it than not doing it at all. Shane, are you on target? Is it all going to schedule?
Firstly, TK, did I hear you this morning say, go, I'm with the Sharks?
I'm with the Sharks,
he did say that.
I never thought I'd see the day.
Well, you boys have had some issues over the years, right?
Yeah, I agree,
so you've got to cop it on the chin sometimes, but I'm on, mate. I'm loving what you're doing.
I'm happy to. I'm glad you're on.
Yeah, I'm loving what you're doing.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, mate, are you on target? Is it all, you know, looks like it all came together last week. Are we on target again this week?
Yeah, well, that week off is so crucial in between, you know, you win your first semi and you get that weekend off so that you can sort of, especially at this time of year, you can recover and do a bit of planning. And, you know, behind the scenes, we were planning for this week, even though we had a big game against the Cowboys. But it just gives you time to take a breath and, you know, I think everything is on track. We've trained pretty well. We've got no injuries. We'll be 1-18 and, you know, really looking forward to the, you know, Sunday to come round. And, you know, as I said, all the planning's gone perfect.
And many different tactics, Shane, running in against the Storm, or it'll be similar to what you said before the Cowboys?
Oh, we won't change the way we tweak a few things, you know, week to week, but we won't change the way we play, especially this late in the season. And you start messing with, you know, your structures and what you've worked on basically since last November. Your fault, you know, it'll come crashing down. So we'll just do what we've done all year. And as I said, there's a few little special things that you like to, you change week to week that you like to think works. But, you know, the players these days like routine and like structure around them and don't like too much change. So definitely won't be changing. Hopefully we can sort of replicate the start that we had against the Cowboys, and that'll give us a good head start.
And Shane, didn't want to sell the tactics short, but I sort of made comment after the weekend that it was just good old-fashioned footy with a bit of brutality throwing in, you know, run hard, tackle hard stuff and keep going.
Yeah, 100%. You know, that was one of the key things that, you know, you look at the Cowboys side, you know, especially Taumalolo and their two front rowers, test front rowers. So we needed to, you know, match them, and, you know, we saw how good Taumalolo was going it. So we really need to run harder and faster than he did. And, you know, I thought, you know, all of our forwards did a really good job on that. And then defensively, we needed to, you know, show some aggression and meet them on the advantage line, not sit back on our heels and wait for Taumalolo and Scott and Taumo to come at us. We needed to get at them, and, you know, that goes same this weekend. You know, they've got a big forward pack, led by Jesse Bromwich. We need to go to them, not them coming to us.
Exactly right. And Jimmy Maloney, mate, if he can pull out another game like he did last weekend, that'll help.
Yeah, he's a big match player. You know, he's a character, and, you know, we love having him around. And, you know, he's one of those blokes, especially this week, that lighten the moment sometimes. You know, we all get a little bit tense, especially myself. And he's always, you know, that chirpy one to come up with a one-liner in the end. And, you know, that's good to have him in your club. And, but, you know, he knows how to play in big games. He's been there plenty of times. And, you know, when it comes time to get serious, he does. And you know, he's been great for us this year, that's for sure.
Gee, you were nice to each other yesterday on that panel.
Yeah.
I said that to, you know, me and Craig spoke earlier in the week, and, you know, there's a lot of respect, I'd like to think, you know, from, you know, between me and Craig, and then, you know, both teams, you know, they're, you know, Cooper Cronk and Cameron Smith, Gal plays with them for Australia and so on. So there's a lot of similarities between both, but, you know, there is a lot of respect between both teams, and we didn't want to, you know, go down this week and talk about refereeing decisions and wrestle and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. We just wanted to, you know, talk about the game and, you know, the two teams playing. So I think we tried to get that across, but I agree it was a little bit of a love fest yesterday. We had to heat it up a bit this week, in the last couple of days.
Yeah, well, there is that respect. Do their tactics worry you? Have you come up with a counter plan to their tactics of trying to slow the ruck down? Do you need to get fast ball? Is that imperative to your success?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head before, TK, when you said, you know, they can't wrestle you or they can't defend well in systems like they do if we run really hard with support.
Yeah.
You know, they can't get numbers in. And as I said, if you run one out, they'll get their numbers into the tackle. And we know Melbourne do that really well. So, we've got a bit of a plan offensively to try to negate that. But once again, you know, the key behind all of it is, you know, back when you're a little kid, run hard.
Yeah, yeah. It takes you a long, long way. Final. I mean, do you work on like a final speech, some key moments that you really want to ram home, and some great motivational inspiration you can give the players before they run out, Shane? Or do you bring someone else in for that? Or
no, it's probably, you know, goes back to what we've sort of the top of the mountain from the week, and you know, we build up all week, and you know what we've worked on during the week. It's just key reminders and key points that we need to focus on, that we're focused on all week, is that last bit. You know, there won't be any big speeches to me about, you know, anything different in a grand final. There's a big prize at the end of it, but we've still got to do all the little things right in the footy game, and if we do all them, you know, we'll get the prize. I think sometimes, you know, in games like this, you think about the prize and rather than the process. Yeah. So we've got to keep thinking about the process rather than the prize at the end of it.
And your senior players would be standing tall this week, wouldn't they? Gallen, Maloney, the experience he's got, Lewis. Ennis, yeah. Lewis.
Yeah, Luke Lewis, Chris Hynington, you know, Matt Price played in the grand final.
Yeah,
we've got a fair bit of experience there, and, you know, they've got a lot of blokes that have played test matches. And, you know, the key for me is, you know, even our, you know, probably Val and Fecky, you know, Jared Beals played for his country, so we've got a lot of experience right through. Probably, you know, and Jack Bird, one of our youngest ones, and he's played Origin, so that puts him in good stead as well. So I wouldn't expect they'd get caught up in the moment. Well, I hope not, and we'll do a real good job to make sure they're all nice and relaxed and concentrate on the game. But, you know, our senior players are crucial for that.
Congrats on a great season, Shane. I hope it gets better on Sunday night for
Absolutely.
You. Thanks so much for your time, and the Cronulla Sharks have been terrific with their access. They've embraced the week, and we thank you for that.
Thank you, boys. Thanks for your support.
No, good on you, Shane.
Shane Flanagan there, joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Terrific to have Shane join us on this Friday before the big game, because media access was sort of shut off yesterday, so that was great of Shane to do that. And the odds are still this. Cronulla are the outsiders. $2 at tab.com.au. The Melbourne Storm, $1.85. The key message, everything is on track. We're raring to go. We'll be 1-18.